Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. 40 years ago, the city of Philadelphia used a helicopter to drop a bomb the size of a backpack on a group of residents. The shocking end to a contentious standoff between police and the group MOVE ended with 11 people dying, 61 families displaced, and dozens of row homes destroyed by fire. WHYY's Tom McDonald pored through more than 90 hours of recordings from WHYY-TV's coverage of the inquiry that followed the bombing. Here's a look back at what the MOVE Commission uncovered about the days and weeks that led up to that fateful day.
It was one of the most devastating days in the modern history of this city.
That's William Brown, who chaired the MOVE Commission, a group created to investigate the city's decision to drop the bomb on the MOVE home and then let the neighborhood burn.
Nearly two square blocks of a comfortable residential area lay wasted by fire.
The MOVE Commission spent months interviewing key participants to determine what factors led to the bombing. Former city councilman and U.S. Congressman Lucian Blackwell represented the area. He said it was time to break up the MOVE encampment for many reasons, one of which was the construction of what he called a bunker on the roof of the compound.
There were L&I violations. No one's allowed to build a bunker. Any addition that you build to your home, you have to get a permit. It's my understanding they never received a permit.
There were multiple reasons for the city to act, said Managing Director Leo Brooks. He pointed to things like the group's use of loudspeakers and things they said to neighbors, which had many upset and worried.
The MOVE individuals had been broadcasting over the loudspeaker that we're going to tear up the neighborhood and we'd burn it down and all sorts of things of that nature.
Brooks also said city officials were never sure about exactly how strong the bunker on the home's roof was built, and that uncertainty was a major concern.
The bunker had around its outside plywood, which was very deceiving. It looked like some plywood shacks up there, when underneath of that plywood was in fact reinforcing timbers.
Former Pennsylvania governor and Philadelphia mayor Ed Rendell was district attorney at the time of the 1985 MOVE confrontation. He was questioned by commission member Audrey Bronson.
Did you consider the MOVE organization to be a terrorist group?
Absolutely.
If so, in what sense?
Because they had demonstrated a past history of violence. They had demonstrated a willingness to use the violence force or the threat of violence or force to achieve their objectives. It was almost difficult, if not well nigh impossible, to deal with them on any rational basis, that their stated goals as a group that was a back-to-nature group were frankly a bunch of bull.
Once the standoff started, police fired 10,000 rounds of ammunition into or over the building, according to accounts given during the commission hearings. Ultimately, the decision on how to end the standoff rested with then-Mayor Wilson Good. Good said he relied on his experts to come up with a plan that he approved. In hindsight, the mayor expressed doubts that the city was actually prepared for what they did.
If you're asking me now whether or not they are experts in carrying out the kind of mission that was there, I would have some questions about that.
The mayor was given a summary of the plan to attack MOVE and then decided to rely on the experts to get the job done.
The police commissioner came in. He was confident. He gave me assurance. Everything was under control. And I don't know what else I can do as a mayor other than to rely upon those people I appoint in jobs to make those decisions.
The mayor had a somber admission during his testimony.
I made mistakes in this process.
Laverne Sims was the sister of MOVE founder John Africa. She told the commission of her opinion of Mayor Good.
What he did was politically expedient rather than godfully obedient. As it was not God he was obeying, but his constituents, and he was wrong.
Sims said MOVE members were not the people many thought they were. Once the city decided to confront members of MOVE in their home, police started evacuating neighbors on Mother's Day weekend. Homes around the MOVE compound were emptied in an abundance of caution. This was not the first confrontation between police and MOVE. That happened in Powhatan Village in 1978. Ending in the death of police officer James Ramp, who was killed in the standoff. MOVE members have said they believe Ramp was killed by friendly fire. That history made many police even more cautious of MOVE the second time around. Sergeant Albert Revel was among those who were part of devising a plan for the 1985 action. Revel said many people worked hard to have a successful conclusion, but the results were not what anyone expected.
The neighbors tried. The clergy tried. The police and fire departments tried. And the city tried. As I walked away from that scene, after being on duty for 26 hours, I could feel the heat of that fire on my back. And deep in my heart, I knew we had failed.
Mayor Good admitted during his testimony he didn't know every element of the tactical plan, and he entrusted the people he hired to do their jobs in this situation. Commission member Cherise Lilly said she believed there was racism in the decision.
What we are really talking about here is institutional racism. And institutional racism, but this really goes beyond the fact of whether or not you have a black mayor or a black managing director. What we are talking about is those kind of unseen factors that will affect decisions of government. And the point of this comment is that people in decision-making positions have to be conscious and aware of that.
Mayor Good and Managing Director Brooks were both black. Police Commissioner Sambor and Fire Commissioner Richmond White. Mayor Good said during the commission hearings, even with the outcome of the standoff, he wouldn't have changed his mind about ending the encampment.
The people of the city elected me to make decisions. Throughout the day on May 13th, I made a series of decisions. And I'm not sure how you define the word blame. There's not a man up here who's not going to, the rest of his life, live with this. There's no one who's not going to wonder whether or not something different could have been done. Lives were lost. People lost their homes. City lost part of its public image.
The commission's final report was issued in March of 1986. It determined that dropping a bomb on an occupied row house was, quote, unconscionable, unquote, and that the city's plan was, quote, reckless, ill-conceived, and hastily approved. The report also said city leaders, including Mayor Good, were, quote, grossly negligent, and that they, quote, clearly risked the lives of the children who were killed in the house. Mayor Good won re-election in 1988.
Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
This is